KWA Mobile.
Stranger. KF4NXY David.
XY KF4BWA. How you doing there, David? Nice to hear you on the air this morning. Yeah, I haven't been on a whole lot. Just had a whole lot going on. So, anyhow, it's a beautiful morning today, though, ain't it? And I tell you what, I hear that the colors are really peaking up around Pisgah and cross up over the top of that way.
Okay, yeah, you go heading up that way, and a storm did a lot more damage up that way than it did down this way. I got real lucky. I had some big trees come over, but they missed the house, and I've gotten some of them cut up already, and there's a couple of them way out in the woods. I think I'm just going to let them lay out there and let Mother Nature kind of make them rot over the years. They're too big to try and cut up with a chainsaw even. But, yeah, we got fortunate with that. We were without electricity for 9 days, but that's a whole lot better off than people lost their houses and everything else. But anyway, today's a beautiful day, and good to hear you in here.
Got power for 5 days, and I tell you what, do you remember the snow we had probably 1999, let's see, let me think about that, probably 96, 98 that had everybody out of power for like 5 or 6 days?
Last time we lost it for an extended period was back during an ice storm, and that wasn't no fun either. I'm considering getting one of them whole house generators, but then, you know, that's a pretty big investment for something that you may or may not need for years to come.
Just gonna say, you know how to guarantee that you won't need it for a long, long time to come? Go out and buy one. I bought a nice generator in that last ice storm, and Bo, let me tell you what, I've kept that thing up and I've made sure that it was serviced and run, and that's been, you know, I think that was around 2002 or 2004 maybe. Anyway, it's about 20 years old now, but that thing, I got it out, pulled it up to the house, fired it up, and that thing just ran like a sewing machine. I ran it in a little small one. I tell you what, I think I went through 15 gallons of gas in 5 days, and we had TV in the HVAC.
I went to the direct tool store over on Woodruff Road, I think it was, and bought an inverter generator, and by the time I did all that and got it dropped towards running and didn't use it the first few days, but anyway, I got it in the shed ready for the next one, and that's always been my theory too, that if I got it, I probably won't need it.
What one did you get?
I'm talking to Murray, say again.
Generator did you get, bro?
I think it's 5,000, something like that. It's you know, it's not enough to run, you know, the high vac or anything. It's one of them you can pick up by the handles and put it in the shed when you're not using it.
That thing of mine is a 13,000 starting watt, and it's an 8,000 run. So, I tell you what, we had hot showers. We had everything except the central air and heat.
Already had one with a little Honda engine on it, but
7,500 start or a 7,500 run?
500 start, I think.
About a 5,000 run.
I believe that's what it is, yeah. Yeah, I took it over my brother-in-law for him to tinker with it, but he never got it around to it, so I gotta find somebody to work on it.
I'll tell you what, if you want to get together one afternoon, I could probably pull it apart and get that carburetor cleaned out for you. I got so much equipment around my place, they do it all on a regular basis. I just pull the carburetor, flush them, clean them, use a little bit of carburetor, clean them up in the jets, and throw them back together, and they run. So, if you want to come up, we'll take a look at it, see if we can get it going.
That sounds like a plan. We'll do that sometime.
But, well, so, you didn't go tugging on them things with your back, did you?
Right now, I'm looking to have me turned into a cyborg. Going to have a piece of equipment implanted or close to the spinal column. They'll interrupt the pain signals from the lower part of my back to my brain. And because the back surgery really didn't help that much.
That won't be too bad. It won't be too bad. So he says your back is stable and you can lift, but you just got that pain with the nerves. So, yeah, they can take care of that, bud. At least it's not a situation where I got a friend of mine. They went in there and started ablating nerves. You know, that's where they kind of burn them off. Man, that ain't good. He's in bad shape.
They're gonna get me all straightened out pretty soon. I gotta get my A1C down before they wanna do the procedure. They be sure that, you know, to get infection, it won't be cause any problems and be less chance of infection if I gotta cut my sugar down good.
All that stuff before they go cutting on you these days, which is a good thing. It's a good thing. Well, now listen, when are you going to get all them psychiatrists lined up? Psychiatrists?
I really need too many of them.
Well, I'm just teasing you a little bit. You know, they're the ones that can get on you when you're about half loopy. So I keep a whole line of them lined up.
No, don't need a whole bunch of them just yet.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing pretty good there, bud. Well, I'm just going to I don't want to tie up the frequency too long. That's been meant. You know, when I do get on here, I don't hear that many people on here anymore. Do you?
I'm in here from time to time. It's kind of sporadic, but yeah, they kind of, you know, there's a breakfast bunch. Sometimes there's seven or eight of them in here real early in the morning. And then, you know, like I say, they kind of come and go throughout the day. And then, you know, they have a lot of times there's a good many come in for the net. For the net at 9 o'clock, I would like to, you know, hear more people just, you know, chit-chat. But, you know, a lot of them got, you know, a lot of things to do. I think there'll probably be more people getting in here now that the weather's getting cold and we kind of want to stay inside more and crank up the house radio and get to talking a little bit.
Probably right. You're probably right. When the weather turns, everybody will hunker down a little bit. Well, I'm just glad that all that power out didn't happen during this cold snap. So, anyhow, we all made it through it pretty much. Well, anyhow, I'm going to jump off of here, open up the frequency, make sure we're not hogging it up too much. You have a good day, bud. I'm glad I got to do a little ride along with you.
behave yourself or don't get caught. I'll talk to you soon. K4 VWA 73.
You have a good day. Look forward to seeing you again. It's been a while. I'll either load that thing up and head up your way, or you wander down this way, or...